get rolling here. Actually,
Good.
if we goof up too badly here, we can always stop it and chop up the tape or start again or whatever.
Okay.
All right. Let's just stop me from talking too loud here. And what I'll do, the way we work this is that when the program's on the air tonight, I'll introduce it then and say earlier this afternoon I was joined in the studio by, and we'll just start the tape. So I'll begin here by just I'll just start off by wishing you a good afternoon and thanking you for coming in, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay.
So the interview will come down in about 3, 2, and 1. Well, good afternoon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Well, to start off with, tell me a bit about what the government has done here. My understanding is that you were going to have this day proclaimed, and then the evening before, government says, sorry.
Exactly. We had started off a project for International Missing Children's Day, May 25th, 1992. As of January, we started with the Office of Protocol with George Baker and Honorable Lois Boone and Mayor Mike Harcourt. We are to have the proclamation read May the 12th, Tuesday, May the 12th at 2 p.m. in the House.
Mm-hmm.
On the eve, May the 11th, we were sent a fax by Honorable Lois Boone's office canceling our meeting, and we were given no explanation why she was not meeting with us and why she was not proclaiming International Missing Children's Day. We are asking from the 18th to the 25th to be International Missing Children's Week, but May 25th to be the day that we recognize the 168,954 missing children.
Now, what would this have required from the government? I mean, other than reading a proclamation, if they had proclaimed this day, would they have been, I mean, what would their obligation have been? Sounds to me like they just read a proclamation and make it an official day, and that's really all they're accountable for.
That's exactly it. That's all they're accountable for. The only thing that we wanted from them, we're not asking for them to endorse the Canadian Search Center.
Mm-hmm.
We're not asking for funding. We're just asking for a day be set aside for missing children and the parents of missing children, so they can be remembered. If we can have BC Health Day and we can have BC Vets Day and a day for Canada, can we not recognize those parents and those missing children who have no rights until they're 18 years old? They can't vote. There are silent voices out there that we've forgotten about, and as my daughter's been missing since August 89, I feel shuffled back, I feel put out, I feel that there should be more done for parents of missing children. Before the Canadian Search Centre for Missing Children opened, I had nowhere to go.
No.
I was told by a certain organization to stay home and they'll pump out pictures of my daughter. That's not good enough. I have to be actively involved and let parents out there know this could be anybody's child. Unfortunately, it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the pain of every parent who has a child missing. And we should make a day for them to say, we do understand. We understand your pain. We understand your hurt. We'd like to see a special day put aside just for the children. Politics uninvolved.
Yeah.
I'm not asking the government to do anything special. I think all of our children are special, whether they're missing or not.
Mm-hmm.
There should just, I mean, we have Grandparents' Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. As far as I'm concerned, those days should be every day of the year, just not one day.
Yeah.
And the same applies to missing children. I think it's a societal problem that we've shuffled under the rug and said they're out there. We know they're out there, but
We don't want to recognize that fact.
We don't want to recognize that fact, or can't recognize that fact without more evidence. Well, how much more evidence do I have to give you? My child's missing. It's 3 years. I've been through financial ruin. I've been through health problems. I've had sleep problems. And I still don't have my daughter back. My police force, I'm sure, has spent into the thousands of dollars looking for Casey. And our left just as baffled as I am, as the police force for Michael Dennehy are left baffled by his abduction.
Mm.
And I'm not only asking for Casey and Michael, but I'm asking for Tanya Morrell, Joanne Pedersen, Terry Lynn Scarf. Do those children not matter to our government?
interesting point you bring up, because there was a lot of attention paid to Michael Dunahy, and it's something that it did shine light on the issue of missing children to an extent, but really there was a lot of attention paid to Michael Dunahy, and then sort of when his name fell out of the news, the whole issue kind of died. I wonder if that's if how you feel about that, whether there wasn't a lot of concentration on this one boy who went missing for whatever reason. He caught the attention of the local media and the national media and so on. Did that help? I mean, has it, or has since Michael Dunahy's name begun to fade, everything's begun to fade and all interest in the story has faded?
I don't think interest in his story will ever fade, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
For the citizens of Canada, I think Michael Dunahy's story just exploded and opened up the problem that we do have these pedophiles on our streets, mm-hmm. or whoever is taking our children, our Canadian children, and we do not know whether they're in a grave somewhere or if they've been sold to the black market or just where they are. We as parents of missing children deserve an answer, and legislature needs to do more than slapping these people on the wrist and throwing them in jail for 3 years and letting them back out on our streets. I'd like to give all parents an opportunity, and especially the Dunahys and Tanya Lynn Scarf and Joanne Pedersen and all the children who are missing the right to the same type of issue. I think it's time that Canadians stood up and said, we're not going to take this anymore. We're tired of spending good money after bad to help out these people,
yeah.
to bring these children home. There's contributions that are strictly used to bring our missing children home. We as a society have to do something about this. And yeah. Parliament needs to step in and say, okay, we have a problem here. We just can't shuffle this under the rug no more. If you take the amount of dollars that are spent by social services to clean up an abused or exploited child, it's far more costly to do that than to prevent,
yeah.
to put out the prevention and awareness. That is easily done. It's not easily putting that child back together once it's been exploited
yeah.
or abused.
Tell me about the Garden of Hope. That's something which I've heard a little bit about, and was going to be in conjunction, or I guess is in conjunction with this Missing Children's Week and so on. Tell me about that.
Okay, our Garden of Hope is going on irregardless. We will be at the Peace Arch May 24th to plant several other flowers, forget-me-nots for children. Surrey, Port Coquitlam, and more, Burnaby, have all endorsed our Forget-Me-Not Garden of Hope.
And so what are they going to be doing to endorse it? Are they going to be planting?
They've planted flowers right outside the municipal halls,
mm-hmm.
and in other places. Parents have bought seeds. People are wearing flowers. We're out here today at UBC to have the petition done, so we can endorse our Garden of Hope for all missing children. We just like to say that we're not going to forget about you. You're out there, and we know you're out there, and this is for you. This isn't for the government. This isn't for me. This isn't for anyone but those children who might know that we've done this work for them. We want them to know that there's something for them, and we haven't forgot that they're missing. And whether it be Casey or Michael that are missing, we have hundreds of thousands of other children that we have literally forgot about. When I mentioned that there are 168,000 people missing, children missing, people just kind of are astounded that there's such an amount of children missing that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Where are they? Who's got them? Where did they go? They just didn't vanish off the face of the earth. Somebody's has them, and
somebody knows.
Somebody knows.
Yeah.
And I think those people are accountable to the parents, to the public, and to the legislature for their actions. Taking one child disrupts a whole society. 10 million pictures were putting out of Michael. 52 million pictures went out for Casey Rose. That's a lot of pictures. That's a lot of contributions by the public.
Yeah. So the interest is out there, and it just the government has said at the last minute here, no, sorry, we're not going to be part of this.
Basically.
Have you heard from them? I mean, you said you didn't get any explanation. I guess you called them and said, hey, what's going on here?
We went to legislature. We met in the House with Norm Lorty, which is our MLA in our constituency where our office is. Mm-hmm. I believe he's more than willing to help us.
You just don't have the same commitment from the ministerial level, though.
That's right. And maybe they'd like to give other organizations a chance to do the work that the Canadian Search Centre for Missing Children is doing. By all means, we welcome everyone, mm-hmm. any organization. The Canadian Missing Children's Network out of Quebec supports us. They will be going to Europe with over 21,000 pictures of missing children on May 24th.
Yeah.
So if they can do the work in Quebec, we can certainly network out here with any organization that chooses to work with us instead of against us. Mm-hmm. I mean, are we working for these children or are we working against them? To me, it really feels that we're working against these children. We're not working for these children.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much for this.
Thank you.
This has been excellent. Thank you.